Do you ever feel guilty about playing video games? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Video games can get a pretty bad rap, and it's important that we approach them with a good amount of discernment. But are video games inherently bad? Is it wrong to play them? Today's devotion is called In Defense of Video Games, and it was written by Taylor Ising. I grew up around gamers. I remember spending hours of my childhood curled up on the couch watching my older brothers, Tony and AJ, play Legend of Zelda. I admired their skill and problem-solving abilities, and I often wished I could play as well as they did. Being created in God's image gives us several good desires that can be used for God-glorifying purposes, and two of those desires are the desire to create and the desire to solve problems. As strange as it may sound, we can use video games to hone and train those good desires. We are created to create because we are created in the Creator's image. Say that 5 times fast. This gift allows us to make incredible works of art using all kinds of different mediums. Since the beginning of time, we have been painting, sculpting, writing, singing, and directing plays, and now that artistic expression can be found in developing video games. Playing certain video games taps into our God-given creativity and helps us explore it more fully. Video games also help us problem solve, often with other people. Many games present the player with some difficult situation that they must resolve using strategic planning skills. These strategic planning skills, including resource management, cooperation, and persistence, are vital to the kingdom of God. In fact, God is glorified anytime we use those skills, so long as we aren't using them for something sinful. This is great news. Even though our world is broken by sin, Christ died so that in Him we could be free to serve and glorify Him in our daily endeavors. As the Creator, God loves beautiful art, and He loves a problem well solved. He is overjoyed when we use the skills He has given to us. So, as Christians, we have to think carefully about any art form we create or consume, including video games. Follow the rules in your household about video games and thank God for the skills and abilities He has given you. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, even playing video games. Something that I mentioned earlier was discernment. It's important to show wisdom in all decisions, your friends, what movies you watch, music you listen to, and the video games you play. So think about some people in your life you can talk to about which video games are helpful and which are not. Also be sure to read Genesis 1:26 through 31 and Psalm 24:1. And then the fun part, ask yourself this, what are some ways you can apply the skills you use in video games to real life? Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.